In a world of conflicting values, where questions are more common than answers, God's Word provides everything we need to live a God-centered, truth-driven life. Join us now for the Word for Life, brought to you by Brookside Baptist Church and hosted by Pastor Greg Huffman, as he shares the truth for the day.
Welcome back to the Word for Life radio ministry. So glad to have you join us again. We've been talking about being a correctable Christian the last couple of times together. I want to call your attention to the passage again in Hebrews chapter 12. Look at verse 15. It says, "Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled." We want to talk today about how to receive correction with grace. The writer of Hebrews is talking about being corrected by your Heavenly Father. Said in verse 14, "Follow peace with all men, and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord, looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God." See, God promises grace to us. That means He gives us what we don't deserve. Like if you owe your auto insurance bill on the 15th of the month and you don't quite get it paid, they'll give you a grace period maybe until the first of the next month. Now, if you have an accident on the 20th of the month, technically, you hadn't paid for the next month's coverage, but you had a grace period. They were covering you, even though you weren't paying. That's grace. And the same thing is true. When I come to God, He gives me grace. He gives me that which I do not deserve. He gives me mercy. He doesn't give me what I do deserve, but He gives me grace, that which I don't deserve. Now, the question is, how to receive correction with grace? Well, number one, let down the defenses. Stop defending yourself. It's so easy to make excuses, to blame somebody else. It's so easy to attack those around us. Remember when you had brothers and sisters and everybody got in trouble? But when mom and dad came into the room, the person that thought up the idea was the one that was blamed. "It wasn't my idea. It's my brother's." That's human nature, isn't it? But if I want to receive grace with my correction, I need to just stop defending myself. Stop attacking other people. And sometimes the Lord has some lessons for us when we're not in the wrong, but He wants just to bring about humility in our lives. December 7th, 1970 was such a day. I'd been in the ministry 6 months. I thought I was doing well as an assistant pastor. But after sitting in my senior pastor's office for 2.5-3 hours and listening to everything that he said I was doing wrong, it didn't sound like I was ever doing anything right. I was so frustrated and angry. You know, the old nature, pride, stubbornness, no teachable spirit. I walked across the street to the home we were renting from the church, walked into the house, and Ruth said, "What are you doing home?" I said, "Pack. We are leaving this place." And then God, of course, spoke to my heart, "You need to be quiet. Just go to the woods." You know, the next couple of hours I spent with the Lord in the woods, and the Lord told me some things that were not easy to hear. He taught me some things. He basically said, "Huffman, I didn't bring you here for you to quit 6 months after you got here. Your skin is too thin. Your feelings get hurt too easily. You get offended too easily. You're never going to make it in the ministry if you don't learn lessons, if you don't develop a teachable spirit." And finally, the Lord broke me, and I said, "Okay, Lord, I will." And then He said, "I want you to go back, and I want you to apologize to your senior pastor for the attitude that you've had for the last couple of years toward him." Wow. That was hard. But when I went back into his office and I asked him to forgive me for the attitude that I'd had toward him, the Lord began to remake my heart. So the first step to receive correction with grace is to let down your defenses. Secondly, listen seriously to the spoken word. See, when I'm defensive, I rarely listen. When I'm defensive. But when I'm open to correction, then I will allow God to use anybody to help me. You know, it's amazing to me who God will use. Sometimes God will use children to point out areas in my life where I need to grow. Now, that's especially difficult for us as adults. But if we have a teachable spirit, God can use them. For us men, sometimes God wants to use a woman. A woman to help us understand there's an area of my life that isn't really tender. It's not sensitive. It needs to change. The question is, will I allow God to use a woman? Will I allow God to use a child? Will I allow God to use a teenager to speak truth to my life? And so, as we receive correction with grace, let down the defenses. Secondly, listen seriously to what people are trying to tell you. And then thirdly, evaluate the correction. Evaluate what's being said. Now, usually our mind goes to the one or two things that they said that aren't true. And we start making excuses. Well, that's not true because of this. And we start arguing. Arguing. You know what the definition of arguing is? It's two deaf people yelling at each other. Nobody hears anything because our argumentative spirit has closed our ears. But if instead, when someone is trying to share truth with us, if we are listening to learn and not just listening to respond, we can begin to evaluate the correction. Is it valid? Is there anything that God is trying to teach me during this time? And many times, God will use one of your enemies to share truth with you. Oh, how difficult that is to simply say, Lord, this person hates me. This person is against me. This person is trying to destroy me. And God says, is anything that they're saying true? Well, Lord, that's not the issue. God says, that is the issue. I will use anybody I can to speak truth to you for you to grow, for you to change. Sometimes there might even be a misunderstanding that needs to be discussed. But I have to humble myself to allow myself to listen to see if I have misunderstood somebody. So evaluate the correction. Then next, accept it graciously. Accept it graciously. See, this is what David did in our Old Testament stories. He accepted the word of God as it was shared. When Nathan said to him, "Thou art the man," David immediately said, "I have sinned against God. I've sinned against God." When truth is being spoken to you and to myself, my spirit is often more important than my situation. I'll say that again. Your spirit is often more important than your situation. Now, we want to evaluate the situation. We want to look at all the circumstances. We want to look at all the facts. And God says, let's look at your spirit. What am I trying to teach you about your spirit? Is it open to correction? Is it open to misunderstandings? And are you accepting this graciously? Whew. We're talking about difficult Christian living. But you see, so many times, Satan will cause divisions among believers to hurt the church of the living God simply because we don't have a teachable spirit. And sometimes, instead of responding because we've thought of the perfect comeback, just closing our mouth, just going to prayer. I'm convinced that so many times we talk to others in response when we should talk to God in repentance. When you see an argument beginning to develop, when you see a confrontation getting out of hand, go to God in prayer. Even if the other person won't join you, there's no conversation taking place when one of them is going to prayer. Going to prayer. Accept the word graciously as it's shared, and watch your spirit. And lastly, be thankful. Be thankful. Proverbs 6:23 says, "The reproofs of instruction are the ways of life." Proverbs 6:23. The reproofs of instruction. That means the shedding of light on the situation as it becomes instruction are the ways of life. So I guess my question is, what are you learning about life? What are you learning the older you get? Sometimes the older we get, the harder we get. The more calloused we get. The more set in our ways we get. And we don't have a teachable spirit. But God is saying, no. God is saying, regardless of how old you are, I want you to maintain a teachable spirit from anybody, because they are the reproofs that become the instruction for the ways of life. Now remember, before you start serving Christ, Satan tells you how incapable you are. But after you've served Christ for a while, Satan begins to tell you how great you are. Pride. You see, if Satan can get my head swollen to the point that there is no room for instruction to enter, then he has me where he can destroy me. He can destroy my testimony. He can cause my tongue to begin wagging. He can cause me to be tempted to say things that are of the flesh and not of the spirit. Before you started serving Christ, Satan told you how incapable you were. Remember those days? But now that you've served the Lord for a while, you become oblivious to the testimony of how weak you are, how much you need God. When I was a little 4-year-old boy, my mama taught me a song. I need Jesus. I need Jesus. I need Jesus every day. Need him in the sunshine hour. Need him when the storm clouds lower. Every day along life's way. Yes, I need Jesus. My precious friend, allow God to help you develop a correctable spirit. Let down the defenses. Listen seriously to the spoken word. Evaluate the correction. Accept it graciously. And be thankful. And as you do, God will be able to make you a blessing wherever you go. Until the next time, may the Lord bless you in a fantastic way.
We hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. If you would like a copy of today's program, have a question we can answer, please contact us at The Word for Life, 4470 North Pilgrim Road, Brookfield, Wisconsin, 53005. For more info about The Word for Life, to make a donation to help us continue this broadcast, as well as other resources for your Christian walk, visit us at www.thewordforlife.org. Thanks for listening today. Tune in again next time as we bring the Word of God to your life.